I was born bold.
Pivot, protect. Whatever your next move, choose Judo Bank. Essendon, Havel and Great Wall. Open again after stage 4.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Williams, watch this. It could be a threat anyway. I don't think he's got to kick the goal. It's a goal, please.
Firth does the ruck work, or he's headed straight to Diesel. Williams, a snapshot. Oh, what a jab! It's a goal!
250 games, dual Brownlow medalist, should have won 3. All-Australian captain, team of the century member, Norm Smith medalist in the 1995 Premiership. There's no more decorated player than Greg Williams. He joins us on the line. Go, Diesel.
Gary, good to be on, mate. I appreciate it. I just think I didn't kick that many goals, but I set up about 3,000.
No question about that.
Yes, you did.
We've been looking forward to this for a long time. Well, how are you tracking, by the way, just before we get stuck into some of the issues?
Thanks. I listen to you two all the time. You actually remind me of me and Jared Healy when we played. Just work so well together. But I'm working with my son at Hickory, and it's good to be out of the house 5 days a week. And now we all got to just knuckle down, get through this, and move on from there.
How much footy do you watch? How much footy would you watch over the? Well, it's on every day. Do you watch it all?
Yeah. Oh, not all, but I like to watch most of it. Yeah, no, I do. I watch a fair bit of footy, no doubt about it.
Could I start with this discussion we've been having about midfielders and their ability to play somewhere else if they have to? You've got the whole Brayshaw-Viney thing kicking along at the moment. Mm. What's your advice there with those two? Some are suggesting that one would have to go. I can't see it myself. But what's your advice on those for those two?
Oh, I think most clubs, you need like 10 yeah. of them, you know, and they just rotate them through so much. And but, yeah, it's difficult. You just got to get the numbers and get back in and fight your way back in the midfield. And if you don't like the wing, we'll do something about it. And, yeah, play well and you've got to find a way to get back and in. And that's just the way it is.
Hey, Diesel, good morning to you. Were you always happy to share midfield time with others?
I actually started my first game at Geelong with in the midfield as a centre, and I was in the centre for 250 games or so, you know. So, look, I was in charge in there, no doubt about it, and I never wanted to move anywhere else. But different now; they all rotate, they have a rest, and they come back on. And yeah, that's completely different. But no, we had a real set midfield in those days.
That's right. But what about when the coach? What about when Parko may have sent the message out to you occasionally, said, "Look, get out of there for a while and let somebody have a chance." You're always accommodating.
I heard you earlier talking about 93. Thanks for bringing that up. But I 95, I actually told me to go forward and I wasn't that happy about it. And I ended up going down there and I kicked 5. It wasn't that hard down there.
Hey, dude, you kicked 5 in the grand final, that winning grand final in 1995. You didn't play as the pressure forward, surely. Back in the day, you weren't thinking about going defensive at all, were you?
No, I wasn't. No, tackling wasn't my strong point. A couple of blokes ran into me, I had to tackle them, but no, pressure. I was always looking for the next touch and next possession. That's all my game was revolved around numbers. Get it as many times as possible.
You had 31 possessions, played on a half forward flank and kicked 5 goals 3.
Yeah, I missed a couple. look, it was a great. It was my birthday. I won the Norm Smith, Gary. Thanks as well.
I mentioned that.
Oh, did you? Sorry. No, 95 was a huge. It really was, and it's just great to be able to win one. And yeah, it would have been a big hole if I hadn't have.
I want you to help me out with this because I really do respect Jackson McRae. I honestly do, but I'm just trying to work out myself that, you know, every week he goes out and in this shortened game he's racking up these huge numbers, you know, 35s to 40 possessions. You know, I'm just wondering why they're not getting greater value for them. Is that more of a reflection on what's around him, or does he need to perhaps get a bit more value for his touches?
Yeah, I often, the stars who I've worked with, you know, Mitchell and Evan Cripps and Lockie Neal, those sort of guys, I speak to a lot of them about being more dangerous. You know, it's a big focus because, you know, you can just get it and handball it and get behind the ball. You know, there's a lot of avenues to get touches, but you got to get forward and be more damaging and kick goals, which are gold, you know. So, yeah, I just think, look, he's a fantastic player. But there are ways you can get more dangerous, and I really think it's a focus, and you got to change a few things and run forward a lot more.
Talking to Greg Wins, probably one, if not the best midfielder of all time, Diesel. You've worked.
You're a good judge, Tim. You're a good judge.
Thank you. You're a bit of a midfield whisperer, and you've worked with. You reeled off a couple of names of guys that you've worked with. Lachie Neale, you mentioned as well, and he has become more of a goal kicker this year. Did you work with him in the off season? Just gone.
I did some stuff last year with him. So. No, it's good working with him. He's a powerful little bloke, he is, and he's just got great hands, obviously skillful. And, yeah, no, he's having more shots, and he's had a great season so far again. He's just a ball magnet.
Does he see the game as well as any of the modern-day midfielders that you've taken notice of in the last decade?
Yeah, Lockie's on. Yeah, no, he has got a great feel for the game. He's the old-fashioned, you know, he brings players into the game. You know, he's got more damaging handballs. Like, he's a fantastic player, and I think he'll get a lot more recognition this year.
If Paddy Cripps came to you, and I know you have worked with him, but if he came to you again and said, listen, Diesel, I'm really struggling around the stoppages. Guys are hanging on to me and buffeting me and all that type of thing. What you used to be able to do back in the day, you can no longer do. So how do you get away from that?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't talk to him because Carlton gave me the sack, so I'd just say, no, I can't talk to him. I wouldn't do that.
You're not like that.
No, Cripper's, he loves contact. I think he loves it too much sometimes. He's just got to get away from him and attack the ball a bit more. Like, he just gets a bit frustrated and wrestles him too much, I reckon, at the moment. But, look, he's played pretty well. He just hasn't probably been in Brownlow form, you know, played as well as he probably can, but no, he'll have a strong finish this season, I'm sure. I'm not sure if he's injured or not, but that doesn't really matter, but he just hasn't been able to dominate the games. They put a lot of time and effort into him. Obviously, he's got two blokes on him sometimes. You know, he's a very important player for Carlton. The opposition put a lot of time and effort into him, and he's paying the price for that. Yeah, I don't know what else he can do. He's just got to attack it. You know, it's just I just always say it's an attitude, you know. Form's attitude. If you've got to, you know, there's no one to blame but yourself. You just got to dig deep, go harder, and, yeah, it'll come back.
How are you seeing Carlton there? 4 wins and 6 losses, 13th on the ladder. Are they behind where you thought they should be?
Yeah, I think they should have won a couple more. Gary, I think, like the Eagles, I was pretty impressed with the way Carlton played on the weekend. I thought, you know, because I rate the Eagles, you know, they're a great team. And I thought Carlton had them covered for a long time, but they just couldn't finish them off. There was one there where Cripps should have marked in the goal square. He was just about an inch off it, you know, and would have put him 4 or 5 in front nearly. So that's how close the game was, and they just fought their way back. But look, I think they're improved. They're playing some great footy. The first quarter against Hawthorn, I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, I'm thinking the best $5 you've ever seen. And then they got beat. Like, it's just an amazing season. Like, yeah, some of the games, the leads, the clubs give up. They can't stop them. Like, how can you play like that? Like, if a club played like that, you just can't beat them. But for some reason, 3 quarters later, the blokes can't get a kick. Like, I don't know how that happens.
Hey, Diesel, we talk so much about the defensive side of the game. Is it possible for a side to be an aggressive attacking side like Port Adelaide and still win the flag?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Definitely. Port are a pretty good side. Like, some of the young guys, I'm really impressed with some of the young blokes. They're just quality. And, you know, with Dixon, and they've got a good team. So, their captain's a great player too. You know, he's marking everything down there. So, you know, I think Port, the way they play, I hope they keep it going. And, yeah, it's good to watch. The Richmond-Port game was a ripper.
It was. I think it was the best game of the season I've seen so far. There's no question about that. Paddy, just one final question from me. Paddy Dow, you worked at Carlton. You would have worked with Paddy Dow. He's still trying to become a regular there at Carlton. What does he need to do? Like, he looks like he's got some real talent, this kid. What does he need to do to be able to become that consistent midfielder for the Blues?
Yeah, I think it's a maturity thing with him. He's, you know, he's another pre-season. I'm surprised he's not playing. He hasn't played hard at all. So I'm not sure what's happened, really. He should be playing, and he's got to earn his spot. So I'm not, yeah, honestly, I'm not there at the moment, but there's no reason why he shouldn't be playing. And if he's not, there's another pre-season will help him. He is nothing wrong with it, but he is a young guy, and he's a bit younger than most guys at that age, and he's maturity thing, I think, but he's got power. That kid is quick and skillful. He's just got to fight his way back and get back in the side.
Who's the best midfielders in the comp at the moment, in your eyes?
Oh, I think Neil and Coach and
me. Well, you're just breaking up, Diesel. Yeah. You might just have to sidestep and just.
Sorry. Step to the left. Yeah, no, yep. Fife and. Yeah, no, there's some. So many great ones, you know, Dusty, of course. So, yeah, no, look, there's hundreds of them out there. But I just like footy at the moment. I know it's on every night, but I still love watching it and looking forward to how it all ends up.
Are you as frustrated as the rest of the footy world with this holding the ball interpretation?
Oh, shit, yeah. No, it's like the umpires are just sneaking around. Oh, who am I going to get here? Wait till he gets it, and I'll pay holding the ball. Like, it is frustrating, and I get frustrated. You can imagine the bloke who gets it should be protected more and given a chance. But more free kicks to the bloke who gets it, as far as I'm concerned, jumping their back, whatever. So.
Last one, and I love talking to you, and we've got to get to a break, but who's winning it right now? If you had to pick someone, who's winning it?
Yeah, I'm an Eagles man. I really just, they've got a great side, experienced and skillful. Nat Nui, how'd you like to rub it into him?
He's a nice tap ruckman, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing ruckman, that guy. No, I love watching Nat Nui. His tap work's unbelievable. So, no, I'm an Eagles man. Gary, going forward, I just think they're going to be hard to stop.
Well, I think there's plenty that agree with you, and our text message is lit up, and they love listening to you talk. Hopefully we can do it again soon. Thanks for jumping on this morning.
I don't think he plays centre back at all either.
I did. Now,
where do you reckon he played?
I played full forward. And I told you, remember when Sauce, he used to squeal, Sauce used to hang on to him, remember? I remember him squealing the umpire. Oh, he's hanging on to me all the time. No, there's no way Gary Lyon plays it up back.
All right, I'm going to prove that I did, but I thank you for bringing that up. Great to talk to you, Dees.
Well, mate, see you, boys. Well done.
Greg Williams, what a star. We'll get back and we can recap on that. We need a break.